John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. And recently there was a decision made, surprising, to award the Lunar Lander contract to SpaceX, the private company SpaceX that is now spectacularly launching and crashing starships and future boosters, in addition to laying up the Starlink necklace around the Earth to provide easy access for all to broadband. However, there is also the matter of the choice of NASA for the moon lander and for Starship programs everywhere. Bob sees this with an essay that he has up at Behind the Black right now as evidence that commercial space and capitalism are the future. Bob, I don't want to say more than this because you have a very careful presentation, but for years now, you've maintained that the way forward was capitalism and space. I've always wondered who doubted it, Bob. Are the doubters thinning? Are there fewer of them than there used to be?
Well, the doubters have always been the people in government who, it's a power play. Power, power, power. They want power and control. And the government has basically controlled space exploration since the Apollo days, which is why we haven't accomplished anything, because their goals have nothing to do with achieving anything in space. It's mainly job protection, their budgets, their agencies. They don't care if they accomplish anything. They really don't. They think they do, but they don't. And their main goal is just job, man, keep their budgets and keep their agencies going. Well, beginning about a decade ago, we started to transition away from that. It was a real big turf war going on. More importantly, 5 years ago, I wrote a policy paper called Capitalism in Space for a think tank in D.C. That think tank, Jerry Hendricks, the guy who was in charge of the aerospace and defense issues section, wanted a piece on the state of the aerospace rocket industry that was changing at the time. This was before SpaceX proposed Starship. It was before they'd even begun to dominate the launch industry. And it was, even before the Trump administration. And so I wrote up this paper comparing private space versus SLS and really discovered that the private space does things much better. And I made a bunch of recommendations for policymakers in this. And I went back to look at this policy paper now, 5 years later, because of that decision by NASA to pick Starship to land on the moon. And I suddenly realized that all the recommendations I had made apparently are being accepted by the policymakers in D.C. I don't know if it's specifically my paper that has influenced them, maybe, but it's clearly they're beginning to accept these recommendations. The recommendations I made is that the government should allow the private builders to own what they build. They said, let those private companies design what they build and let them keep things as simple as possible. NASA shouldn't interfere. But they should give them fixed price contracts so that it would, and don't give them a lot of money, so that they've got to keep their costs down and be efficient. And then demand that they privately finance things. It's exactly what SpaceX is doing, by the way. It's privately financing it, and NASA's only giving them a part of the money. And then award contracts in a manner that would encourage competition, which is what NASA's been doing. Any contract they've given out to private companies, just about all the contracts, they've given it to more than one. They're trying to get multiple companies successful so that they're competing to reduce the overhead. Finally, the one recommendation they're not accepting is that they should, if they're going to have the private sector do everything, they can reduce the overhead and reduce their spending a lot, shut down a lot of government agencies because these people aren't doing anything anymore. They haven't done that. But they've done everything else. And what that strikes me as that the future of American space is very potentially very bright, because now it's continuing in the Biden administration. The Trump administration seemed to accept this, and now the Biden administration seems to accept it as well. And that tells me that that's the future of American space, private enterprise and competition. And if that is the case, the future is very bright, because we're going to have many companies competing to do it efficiently with a lot of innovation. So that's a very bright future, John, and I'm very encouraged by it.
We go immediately to an example, I believe, of what Bob just evidenced. The Starlink is the product of Elon Musk and Spaceship and SpaceX. However, Amazon, Mr. Bezos has a booster company as well, Blue Origin. Amazon is looking to launch its own satellite necklace, the Kuiper satellites. What are those, Bob?
The Kuiper satellite network would be very similar to SpaceX's. A Starlink satellite would be a worldwide coverage by by 3,200 satellites to provide global internet service. Now, Amazon's significantly behind SpaceX in development. SpaceX is already operational with 15-some-odd satellites already in orbit, 1,500. But Amazon is getting close, it appears, because they have signed a contract with ULA, the launch company, to use its Atlas V rocket to do 9 launches putting Kuiper satellites up. They don't say how many satellites would be on each launch. They don't know when. They don't state when these launches will begin. But Amazon's FCC license requires them to get half their constellation in orbit by 26. So they got to start moving pretty soon. And they need to start moving for a different reason, John. As much as I like SpaceX, I much more like two companies as a customer. I prefer to have two customers, companies to pick from so that neither has a monopoly. And I want Amazon to start launching these satellites. But if they don't do it soon, they're going to be coming into the market very late, and they're going to have trouble getting customers. Because we also have OneWeb already launching satellites, and there are others being planned by other companies and other countries. And so if Amazon doesn't get moving soon, they're going to miss out. And I'm hoping that this is a sign that very soon those satellites will start to launch.
Bob, is this in any way a concern that it will contribute to the junk in space, this in space orbit, all these satellites, or is
that? Well, I know that for a fact, because SpaceX is already launching Starlinks, that they design them to deorbit themselves when they're no longer operational. So they don't. They're being a good citizen in doing that. I am sure that I'm going to assume that Amazon will be doing the same with its Kuiper satellite. So I don't think it's going to increase junk. There is, of course, an increase of satellites in orbit, which of course makes management a little more complicated. But you know, that's just part of doing business. You know, we have lots of cars on the road. We don't stop driving cars because we've got a lot of cars on the road. We figured out how to put red lights up and, you know, exit and entrance ramps.
And the regulators on Mars have time, Bob, to regulate Earth orbit as well. Boeing is building the Starliner, but there's another delay. What?
Well, no. They've confirmed their delay. We talked about this recently where there was rumors they were going to be delaying the first unmanned demo flight of their manned Starlink, Starliner space capsule, and now it's confirmed. They're not going to be able to do it until August. They have to find a window when the port on ISS is open, but more important, they had some problems. They had a power surge which damaged some equipment, and they had to fix that and do additional tests. So we're not going to see Starliner unmanned mission until August, John.
Finally, Bob, the Russians have handed over the last of the rocket engines to ULA. Is that good news? We have 30 seconds.
It just means that Russia is going to have to be on its own from now on, and so will ULA. ULA is going to have to find engines from the United States to build its rockets down the road, and they're planning to do that, but basically it's over. We're not going to be working with Russia on these engines anymore.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Ingenuity flies. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.